there needs to be a lot better communication between the officials and the council and members and with senior civil servants in the Department of Housing. I requested that we have a delegation of public reps from each political party, the senior executive in Donegal County Council and the senior staff within the Department of Housing. We're getting one story from the department, we're getting another story from officials in the council, and we're not too sure which story is right. So I think it's time that we met across the table and see what exactly is happening with housing here in Donegal.
In a Sean, possibly the MD most affected by defective blocks over the past number of years. No one has to tell you that. You know all about it. You're chairing the Defective Block Committee on Council. Says it isn't so much the beginning of the end as the end of the beginning as far as dealing with it is concerned.
Yeah, look, we're only really getting started, Donal, in relation to defective concrete block. And I mean, it has been a major issue for housing in the county. It's been a major issue for people selling houses, building houses, but it's a bigger issue for people that have defective block in homes themselves. I'm going through the process myself at the minute. Cash flow is the biggest problem that I see with trying to rebuild your house. There has to be a mechanism within the scheme that allows people to get upfront money, that allows them to pay builders, to pay tradesmen, to be able to put down deposits. That 10% at the end, in my opinion, should be paid at the start of the project. That allows that to happen. It's no extra cost to the state. It doesn't need legislation. And I think that I will be really, really pushing. If we want to be serious about making this scheme work and we want to be serious about getting houses fixed, I think that's something that needs to happen urgently.